Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then I psychoanalyze myself, you know. I'll tell you guys about a dream I have, a recurring dream, or I'll tell you guys about, you know, and see if it's something you can relate to. But I don't know if any of you guys do this, and this is something that I don't think I could stop doing, so I'm going to stop fighting it. This is just something that maybe I'm born to do. Maybe I need more hobbies. I don't know. But what I can't stop doing is watching TV or movies or talking to somebody and just fixating on their thyroid. I don't know why I do that. And I just look at their thyroid. Now, some of you guys are like, okay, well, I look at boobies or I look at, okay, it's not that, you know, I'm checking anybody out. It's my eyes are just always drawn to the thyroid. And especially if it looks a little funny and it looks a little large. And then the problem I have is once I see what I see, like if I think I see a mass, I can't turn it off. And then I try to reach out and try to find the celebrity and say, look, go get your thyroid checked. And you can't get a hold of celebrities. You just can't. You know, there was somebody on CNN and her thyroid was really, really bothering me for years. So I just wrote the newsroom. Because again, you know, you want them to have medical privacy. But I'm like, look, I see this on TV. Tell her she might want to get it checked out. I'm not diagnosing her, but get it checked out. And every now and then, somebody will reach back on, thanks. Yeah, I guess the doctor said it was large. I have a nodule. I get it checked out. Thank you. And I'm not doing it, you know, I'm not trying to get a cape or be a Marvel superhero. I just can't not look at it. You know, like some of you guys will look at facial asymmetry, and once you see it, you're like, I can't unsee it. I don't care if your face is asymmetrical. I don't care if you have food in your teeth. I don't care if you have facial hair. But I gotta tell you, man, when I see your thyroid looks big, I have to say it. And so I've kind of become this stalker, like this thyroid stalker, and I don't really want to be a stalker, but I don't know what other term to use. And maybe it'll do people good. So like, for example, I was watching Cobra Kai, and I was watching Miguel. Zolo, let me see, what's his, the actor is fantastic. These Cobra Kai actors are fantastic. This is Zolo Maria Duena. And the actor that plays Miguel, all of a sudden he just looks a little different this season than other seasons. And he lifts up his head because I look at his thyroid and boom, it looks like he's got a mass. And I'm like, darn. And so, you know, I don't know Zolo's people. I don't. So I tagged it, thyroid stalker. Hopefully somebody will let him know that he's got to go get his thyroid checked out. I worry about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Some of her images looks like she has a very mild enlargement of her thyroid. Now, thyroid issues, that's nothing new. You know, it was interesting. I was writing a piece on JFK. I'm going to talk to you guys about something interesting about JFK. And there was a picture last night I saw of him standing next to his father in 1937. So in 1937, he was 20 years old. And because I think he was born in 1917. And his neck is enlarged. He has an obvious goiter. I posted that on my Facebook and Twitter. And then I'm like, did he also have thyroid issues? Because JFK had tons of medical issues. Colitis, appendicitis as a kid, ulcers, Addison's disease, back compression fractures, spinal fusions. I'm like, did he also have thyroid? Because, man, he looked like he had a large thyroid when he was 20. Well, yeah, looks like he was diagnosed with a thyroid disorder in the 1950s. So I just, you know, I think a lot of people, if they learn that they have a thyroid issue early on, we could address it. I've had friends with thyroid cancer. I've had patients with thyroid cancer. And I think that's something that needs to get treated. I don't think it should be ignored. So, thyroid issues, we've spoken about that. If your thyroid is hyperactive, you could have weight loss, seem to sweat more, sometimes an overgrowth of hair, anxiety, mood issues, trouble sleeping, fast heart rate going into an arrhythmia. If you have low thyroid, you might have weight gain, intolerance to cold, difficulty growing hair, dry skin. A lot of medical issues like diabetes, high blood pressure, low thyroid could put you at risk for a lot of things. And then sometimes your gland will grow, not only in low thyroid, but high thyroid. With low thyroid, the gland is trying to overcompensate for not enough hormone. For high thyroid, you might have a nodule, or you might have, you know, an over production of hormone, or you could possibly have thyroid cancer. And some people, they just have a large thyroid. That's just them. I got a large tushy. That's just me. So, stars who I think need to get their thyroid looked at is Miguel from Cobra Kai. Somebody needs to go all Miyagi-Do and Cobra Kai on that. I think Ryan Eggold. Ryan Eggold was in The Manifest. Huge goiter. Somebody's got to take a look at that. Scarlett Johansson. I was watching Black Widow. I've it's never pinged my radar. But watching Black Widow, there's one, I guess movement she makes a boom. It looks like her left thyroid is enlarged. So there's something with that. Tammy Bruce, a little bit enlargement of her thyroid. Drew Barrymore, for years I thought she had a goiter. I told medical students about that. There was some very slight irregularity on Michael Fassbender's neck. Very slight. And trust me, I have fantasized about Michael Fassbender and his neck and kissing it and all sorts of stuff. Never in my mind did I think there was possibly an issue with his thyroid. But I picked up something little bit, might be, it just could be a sexy neck. Viggo Mortensen, his neck looks a little off, but I'm not sure if he's got something there on the left. Amy Schumer looks like she has a goiter. Lizzo looks like she might have a goiter. Beyonce, one of her pictures, her neck looked a little bit off. Not sure if she has a goiter. Kristen Bell, I thought her thyroid looked a little enlarged. And again, I don't mean to be a stalker. Just once I see it, I can't stop. For all of you, you know, if you are worried about your thyroid, any of the symptoms I mentioned, issues with your weight, issues with your skin, issues with your blood pressure, issues with your heart rate, get your thyroid checked and have somebody just examine and feel the size. If at all it feels irregular, they could do an ultrasound and see if there's a spot. So, sorry. All right, Thyroid Stalker is going to take a break, and then we're going to get back, talk about some headlines. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have a few big headlines. First and foremost, COVID cases are going down. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We expected by February, most people would have gotten Omicron, would start to see the numbers go down. The problem is the U.S. is not ready to lift restrictions, even though we have had multiple researchers and submissions of data saying, look, the lockdowns didn't do much. In fact, could make it worse. Much of our masks aren't working. You know, give people the N95 masks. A lot of our tests, our at-home tests aren't picking it up. The problem is we still have thousands of people in the hospital. Over 22,000 are still in serious and critical condition. And I know many people are a little bit concerned about, is it Delta coming back? Is it Delta Plus? Are they Omicron cases? You know, right now, Omicron is still the predominant strain. There's supposed to be little baby Omicron or stealth Omicron. I don't know how much of an issue or nuisance that is, but we're definitely on the downslope of things, so it is really, really exciting. I'm happy. Does it mean we're out of the woods? I don't know. Europe wants a ceasefire for COVID. We're not talking about Russia yet. We will, though. They say Europe is heading for a COVID ceasefire, which could signal the end of the pandemic, according to the World Health Organization. The Europe director of the organization, Hans Kluge, spoke of a, quote, ceasefire that could bring us enduring peace, high vaccination rates, a milder Omicron variant, and the end of winter in sight. He says this context leaves us with the possibility for a long period of tranquility. He said this is not to say the pandemic is now all over, but there is a singular opportunity to take control of the transmission. He said even with a more virulent variant than Omicron, it is possible to respond to new variants that will inevitably emerge without reinstalling the kind of disruptive measures we needed before. Very disruptive. Thank you. Well, I got to tell you, you know, if you on paper, it looks damn good. Winter is going to be ending soon, hopefully. Although not for the Midwest, not for what we've been seeing in America, but there will be hopefully an end of winter in sight. We got the spring coming. One of these days, the FDA medications, Paxlovid and Molnupiravir, will get to our local pharmacies. One of these days, we'll hopefully have a new and improved vaccine. And a whole bunch of us just got natural immunity when we got COVID. So if you put all those together, we should be in a much better spot. I agree. Unless some weird new variant comes our way and knocks us out again. Now, Omicron was milder, but man, it kicked the living poop out of a lot of us. I'm still coughing from it. And by the way, I tested negative. So, like I said, on paper, I tested negative multiple times. On paper, we got tests, we got masks being passed out, we got vaccines, we got medications, we got some natural immunity, but in reality, we have an outdated vaccine. These medications are not coming to our local pharmacies fast enough, and who knows if they'll later be outdated. Our tests are often falsely negative, so we can't really rely on the test to go, oh, I got COVID, I need to take the medication right away. And until we have plenty of medication, like with Tamiflu, a lot of times people are saying, here, just go ahead and take the Tamiflu. We're not supposed to do that because, God forbid, we get this avian flu come our way. That can be pretty nasty. We'll talk about avian flu also. But we definitely don't want resistance by overusing our antivirals. But we don't have our vaccine in order because we're using a vaccine for a two-year-old variant or a two-year-old strain. Even though, yeah, it does provide protection, it does help limit hospitalizations and death, it's outdated. And if we want to be ready for the next variant, it might as well include some of these mutations that are pretty damn common that we've seen now for 2 years. Medications aren't readily available. Our testing has some issues. You know, I think we're in a much better position now than we were 2 years ago. But, you know, if a new variant comes our way, and let's just talk about that. Where are these variants coming from? Are they just randomly popping up in different countries? Lambda in Peru, Beta in South Africa, Delta in India, Omicron in Africa. I mean, are these just randomly happening, or is somebody leaking them? My biggest problem with all of this is we still don't have any clarity on what the hell happened. Why is this coronavirus, when usually coronaviruses are not too bad, with the exception of the first SARS outbreak, why is this giving us symptoms for weeks? Why do we have long COVID? Why are people losing their lives? Why are people having fertility issues? Why are people having long-term lack of smell, lack of taste? We don't have a lot of clarity with it. And until we do, I can't get optimistic about the pandemic being over. Now, people are calling on the CDC to start to drop, you know, a lot of the restrictions. And Dr. Michelle Walensky said she knows Americans are anxious to return to normal, but her agency is still waiting for hospitalizations and deaths to drop in order to make a decision. COVID cases are down 35% over the past week. Daily case averages fell before 400,000 for the first time in 2022. Also, keep in mind, people don't have tests. People stop testing. All I could tell you is because I'm seeing patients in multiple states online, many people with COVID have prolonged symptoms, recurring symptoms, and I don't think a lot of them want to test again because they just got out of isolation. But deaths are starting to crest. They say they were up 6% the past week, but they had been trending upwards 20% the week before. So if you ask me about how we're doing with COVID, I look at hospitalizations and I look at death numbers. So it's a good sign if they're leveling off. COVID cases, that just depends on how many people are testing. So on Thursday, Sweden joined the list of countries to lay out plans to lift all restrictions next week. Daily infections fell rapidly. Deaths are starting to crest. The Nordic nation joins the UK, Norway, Denmark, and Switzerland as countries that have all either lifted their restrictions or set plans to do so in the near future. Then Johns Hopkins, their study showing that COVID-related lockdown only dropped deaths by 0.2%, it's kind of telling people, look, these lockdowns are kind of stupid. A lot of these restrictions we have don't make a lot of sense. I saw a meme the other day where if California can host the Super Bowl, they're not in a state of emergency. And I guess people want Barbara Ferrer fired. We'll talk about there's a lot of drama going on in California, and I think people are starting to, fight back. LA health officials, you know, they have some pretty strict mask rules, and then you see Newsom, Mayor Garcetti, at the Rams game, maskless. People are kind of like, what's going on here? So, you know, how worried are people if we're already hosting a Super Bowl? People are obviously eating, drinking, cheering. So what should the CDC do? Well, remember, the CDC, the problem is they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Right? There are hundreds of thousands of cases averaging per day. If Rochelle Walensky or somebody from the CDC says, okay, we're going to open things back up, somebody's going to be like, what? We're averaging 394,000 cases a day. So, you know, they always have to play defense. On the flip side, I just don't think what the CDC is doing is necessarily making that big an impact. When we talked about the Johns Hopkins study, they said, look, the problem is you can mandate behavior, but if somebody's not going to adopt it on their own, then it's not going to stick. So you could tell somebody to stay home, but then they might be like, well, I'm not going to wash my hands. I'm at home with my family. I'm not going to isolate. Well, meanwhile, if somebody, you know, is an essential worker, comes home with COVID, now that person's a sitting duck. You know, and if they're not taking precautions. So, you know, when it was cough and cold season in 2019 and 2018 and 1971 and 1942, what did we do? We avoided others who were sick. A cough and a sneeze was a sign somebody's sick. You'd hold your breath when you heard somebody cough. You'd move away. You'd bump up your vitamins, get some, you know, sunlight, some vitamin D. Try to, you know, make sure you're getting enough rest. And then if you got sick, you try to beat it off the best way you can, and then you'd end up getting some natural immunity. I understand COVID is pretty, pretty deadly, which is why I support, you know, getting vaccinated. But, you know, I just don't see what more governments can do. It's just going to take some common sense. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. Talking from the Roosevelt Room, President Biden talks on the removal of an ISIS leader in Syria overnight.
Operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah. He took over as leader of ISIS in 2019 after the United States counterterrorism operation killed al-Baghdadi. Since then, ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia. And thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more.
Haji Abdullah took his own life and people in his home with a suicide explosion. We are USA Radio News. A convicted school shooter and murderer from nearly 4 years ago has his sentencing delayed.
The start of the sentencing trial for Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is being delayed. It was set to begin later this month, but now it's being postponed until at least April. Both the prosecution and defense have asked for more time to prepare. Cruz pleaded guilty last year to 17 murders and 17 attempted murders at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Jurors will be asked to decide if he receives the death penalty or life in prison without parole. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Army said Wednesday will immediately begin discharging soldiers who have refused to get the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine, putting more than 3,300 service members at risk of being discharged soon. The Army's announcement makes it the final military to lay out its discharge policy for vaccine refusers. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people have opinions on what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, and I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And one of you had asked me, you know, what's going on in terms of the psychology. Somebody said, look in your crystal ball. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not a witch. Please, I don't know where people got that from. I'm not. Okay, I make predictions, and I tell you guys the predictions that I was right on. I don't think I tell you guys if I'm ever wrong, Didn't I predict? I predicted something that I thought was going to happen, and I think I was really, really off. Oh, yeah, I predicted the Bucks were going to win the Super Bowl. See? So I'm not always right. Okay? I'd like to say I'm right, but I'm not always right. But what I do like to do is I like to look at history and see if I see patterns. I like looking for patterns. Excuse me. And this COVID, there's a pattern of this really ticking me off, but we'll talk about that in a sec. Well, I test a negative, and I mean, oh my gosh, how much longer am I supposed to have this cough for? Anyway, but with the Ukraine-Russia conflict, there are some parallels to World War II. And so I just thought maybe we'll just kind of talk about that really, really quickly. I understand I am no foreign policy specialist, but I know, shocking. But I got to tell you though, man, something's up. I mean, we know something's up, but here are some very interesting red flags. So, when wars have started, there are four common ingredients. One is a country or an entity feeling they lost something that was once theirs. Okay? That's a biggie. Another is fear of being either inhibited in terms of their expansionism or attacked in the future. A defensive move for what they perceive as an act of war, going, wait, you struck first. And you're like, well, no, there was no bombs. What are you talking about? Yeah, well, you embargoed or you did sanctions. So a defensive act. And then, of course, the desire for more power. These are four common ingredients that I've seen. You guys might have more when wars have been started. And then the signs of an impending war is ignoring a treaty, military buildup, and claiming they were wronged to justify their next move. So if you look back to World War II, if you remember, Germany lost a lot of their territory got carved up, you know, with the Treaty of Versailles, and in 1919 there was a redistribution of their empire. Hitler and the Nazi army wanted to get that back. And annihilate Jews, annihilate, you know, inferior races, and just be as destructive and evil as they were. But one of the impetuses, one of the inciting events was they lost their land and they wanted to get it back. And then who did they decide to invade first? Poland. You know, they don't go after like the big, big, big guys. They went after Poland, something they felt they could overtake. They studied Poland, and they were successful. Meanwhile, Japan, during World War II, had hopes of expanding, and they were having issues with China. And so the U.S. tried to curb that with sanctions, embargoes. So Japan struck first at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. They wanted to control the Pacific, keep America, destroy our Pacific fleet. And so expansionism, you know, taking territories that they felt was once theirs. So now fast forward to the 1990s. Well, remember the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, and they lost all those territories. Well, so much of their land went to 15 independent countries, including Russia, Georgia, Ukraine. Well, Moscow, they want that back. 2014, Russia invaded and annexed the Crimean Peninsula of Ukraine. Crimea, that's a pretty nice territory. Black Sea, Sea of Azov. So they have, it's a peninsula. They just invaded, annexed it, took it. So yeah, there's that trend. There's that pattern of them wanting to get, if they get Ukraine, it's not called the Ukraine anymore. It's called Ukraine. If they get Ukraine, they get all the ports to the Black Sea. They now widen their border, elongate their border with Eastern Europe. They want to get that back, and they want to do it before all these other countries join NATO. So we're seeing the military build up. Sources say Russia has moved in already. 130,000 troops more are coming. Plus, they think there's a lot of separatists. There's thousands of separatist forces that Russia could rely on. The Ukraine, they're already training their civilians. But BBC estimates that if Ukraine had to pull all their troops, they have 1.1 million compared to Russia's 3 million. active, they have 200,000 compared to Russia's 900,000 on reserve. Again, pales in comparison. They don't have a lot of aircraft, helicopters. So America's been giving, and NATO allies, even though Ukraine's not a part of NATO, has been helping. So multiple countries have pledged to help. Ukraine, though, is not a part of NATO. People are like, why? What's taking so long? Well, it takes a little while. And NATO can't just have a complete open door policy. I think there has to be a unanimous decision among the countries to take in another country. Well, with the Ukraine, I don't know if they're unanimous yet, because a lot of people are like, I don't want to get into a conflict with Russia. Because it's all for one and one for all. If you mess with one country of NATO, everybody pledges to jump in there and help. Well, some of the countries might not be that excited about helping the Ukraine when it comes to Russia. So Ukraine has been upgraded to, I guess, they've been upgraded to a enhanced opportunities partner. Sweden, Finland, Australia, Jordan are enhanced opportunities partner, but they're not necessarily NATO. NATO has 30 countries. They've been expanding east. Russia wants to stop that, because Russia wants to do one country at a time. Russia doesn't want to deal with 30. They don't want to deal with the U.S. and Canada and England and all that. So, all right. So what are some signs that Putin is moving forward? Well, again, you got the military buildup. Russia doesn't want NATO to expand anymore. In fact, Russia said, look, we won't invade if you don't take over Ukraine. Well, why are they so worried about Ukraine moving to NATO? It's because they want to annex it later. So NATO didn't budge. They'll still move forward considering their application, but the application takes time. But what's very interesting is now that other ingredient of looking like you were wronged. All right, we're starting to see those comments come day after day throughout this week. So Vladimir Putin said his country's concerns have been, quote, ignored. They have not seen adequate consideration of their three key demands regarding NATO expansion, the renunciation of the deployment of strike weapons near Russian borders, and the return of the NATO bloc's military infrastructure in Europe to the state of 1997 when the Russia-NATO Founding Act was signed. So if they think there's a treaty violated, they might violate it. Putin also has accused the U.S. of using the Ukraine as a tool to draw Russia into the conflict. Boris Johnson, UK's prime minister, he said that it would be a tragic miscalculation. I love the way the British speak. If Russia invades, and you're starting to get these threats, these tensions are high, but Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, he had said that our Western colleagues are talking about the need of de-escalation, but they are whipping up tensions and rhetoric that are provoking escalation. He said the discussions about a threat of war is provocative in and of itself. And then yesterday, Alexander Grushko, Russia's deputy foreign minister, said the U.S. deploying troops was a, quote, destructive step. So you see how they're starting to build up their legal case of, look, this is what you guys are doing. We need to, quote unquote, defend ourselves. Now, what did Biden do? Biden sent 2,000 troops to Poland and Germany, and then he moved 1,000 troops from Germany to Romania. So, yeah, 3,000 troops are ready, and then there's 8,500, I guess, on standby. So the Ukraine, they're like, look, it's not a minor incursion, like Biden said. If this is, this, you know, we're going for it. So I think when you look at all the signs, I see it might happen. I don't want it to happen. It would be an absolute mess. But history sometimes repeats itself. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while all this is going on and our enemies are thinking about invading and expanding and doing whatever they want to do, what is going on, right, on in our neck of the woods? Well, apparently the Army now is about to fire and discharge thousands of troops on that did not get the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, you know, you know how I feel. I think the vaccine works. I got the vaccine. I'm a fan of being vaccinated. I support vaccines. I just think mandates are stupid. I think they're counterproductive. And what the hell are we doing? We're talking about our military, the Army. These are some of the toughest people on earth. And they've obviously lived through the pandemic. And you're going to discharge them. You're going to fire them because they didn't get the COVID-19 vaccine. And in the midst of everything that might be going on, so the Army has announced they are beginning to fire people this week. 97% of all soldiers have gotten at least one shot. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth said unvaccinated soldiers present risk to the force and jeopardize readiness. What are they going to be discharged on? Quote, misconduct. You're not getting a vaccine is considered misconduct in the military. That bothers me, especially with all the data that's been out. I mean, I'm sorry, but I think the person who gave me COVID, I mean, I know it, was vaccinated. Most everybody around me is vaccinated. So one of you vaccinated buggers gave me COVID. I don't think it was an unvaccinated person who did it. Because everybody around me has been vaccinated. So when you say that an unvaccinated soldier and a vaccinated soldier, there's a huge polarity in that person bringing down the whole battalion, I'm not convinced when it comes to COVID. I'm not convinced at all. And when you're saying, well, you know, it's because we need you ready. We need readiness. I don't know how ready. All I know is I got vaccinated for COVID, and thank God I wasn't hospitalized with Omicron or anything like that, but man, I mean, I still got sick. Don't you think you want to have reservists? Don't you think you want to have more people on standby? Maybe use them as reserve, but to fire them, to discharge them, makes no flipping sense. So 3,300 service members, or 3% of the largest military branch, are now at risk of getting booted. The announcement makes it the final military service to lay out its discharge policy, because I think the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy have already discharged active duty troops or entry-level personnel at boot camps for refusing the shots. Now, the Army hasn't done it yet, but they're going to. So, according to data released by the Army last week, 3,300 soldiers... Sorry about that. I got some spam call here. 3,350 soldiers have refused to get the vaccine. 3,600 have requested additionally medical or religious exemptions. So you're looking at 6% of our troops not wanting to get the vaccine. Now, did anybody ask them why they didn't want to get the vaccine? When you ask these people, you know, why aren't you getting the vaccine? The media makes it seem like it's because they're going to say, you know, let's go Brandon, or they're going to say, I love Trump. That's not why they did it. I don't know Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Packers. I don't know his political ideologies. But what I do know is he didn't want to put it into his body. I had no problem putting the vaccine into my body because, honestly, I just didn't want to deal with COVID and I didn't want to go to the hospital. But I can understand how some of these quarterbacks who don't even put carbs into their body, you know, and are very, very protective of their physique, you know, if they know what works for their body, shouldn't we just let them do that? If they get sick, they get sick. But, you know, don't they get that choice? Aren't they fighting in our military for our freedoms and our liberties? And then, you know, it's just like Crimson Tide, what Gene Hackman said, we're here to preserve democracy, not practice it. I just don't think it's fair. So the Navy fired 45 sailors. The Marine Corps discharged 334. Air Force fired 27. So this is going to be probably the largest number of people. Their deadline was December 15th. 97% have been vaccinated. 97% for most of these, except the Coast Guard. Coast Guard is 95%, including partially. We don't know how many are going to get dismissed from the Coast Guard. But we're not talking about 100% enthusiasm. Here's though their issue. If they go, all right, guys, for those of you that didn't want, you know, the shot, will keep you. Many of those thousands that did get the shot did so because they didn't want to be discharged from the military. So they'll turn around and get ticked that they had to go and get the shot anyway. So in order for a mandate to work, and I'm no fan of mandates, as you could tell, you have to have very few exceptions. And the exceptions have to be difficult to get. And so, you know, that's why we started to hear that many branches of the military were not accepting people's exemptions. You know, the U.S. government, I think, had talked to priests, they talked to rabbis. They're like, we don't have a problem with the vaccine. You know, don't say it's our religion. But, you know, religion is a very personal thing. If somebody feels like, no, they don't want to put that in their body, that shouldn't they have that right? So we just spoke about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. I am nervous that we are going to possibly be drawn into a conflict that we don't want to be. The U.S. already is not very excited about, you know, they're saying, well, maybe we do sanctions, maybe, just help beef up Ukraine, help them out. You know, we put a few thousand troops in, you know, shuffled some troops around. But this is not the time to show the world that you are going to fire loyal Americans, people who want to be there, people who want to die for this country. We don't have enough of those people out there. And you're going to kick them out because they don't want to put a shot into their body. Well, Dr. Dahlia, they are putting the whole country at risk if they get COVID. Vaccinated people are getting sick too. So I'm not convinced that an unvaccinated person is going to put the whole country at risk. I'm just not convinced. I think, yes, groups of unvaccinated countries might be a hotbed for a new variant, but then why aren't we then shipping the vaccines that Americans don't want to them? I mean, if we're really, really worried about the next variant, we need to help out these unvaccinated countries, not browbeat somebody who doesn't want to get a booster or who doesn't want to get a full two-series shot. So when they say 97%, it doesn't mean everybody's fully vaccinated. And I think, you know, there might be some wiggle room, my guess, on people who want to stay and exemptions and things like that. We heard there were some nearby hospitals that were just helping people outright fill out their exemptions because they just didn't want to be low on census. And that just doesn't make sense because when you have, I mean, if everybody's not going to be vaccinated, you know, you don't really hit that at least 75%, you don't get herd immunity. And by the way, we are close to 75%. Omicron still hit everybody. And we think it also brewed new variants. So I'm sorry, I'm pro-military, and I am pro any soldier that wants to be there for this country and wants to serve. But to discharge them for misconduct, I think it's a slap in the face. And I think a lot of other people are going to look at this as, wait a second, isn't the military supposed to have our back? And then what are we fighting for? 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.